Hey, grown-ups, eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. My partner and I have been working really late hours lately, so it's been so wonderful to have these no-fuss, no-mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50, and use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box, while your subscription is active. Hey, grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Tailblazers. I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I want to wish a very happy birthday to a few Tailblazers. Happy birthday, Ainsley, Sylvia from Crockett, California, Ramona Walker, and Claire. And I want to send some very special shout-outs to Ayla from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Willow and Olive, Abigail, Fairley, Harrison, and Toby Jones from Berkeley, California, and Nika. Nika, Toby, Harrison, Fairley, Abigail, Olive, Willow, Ayla, Ainsley, Sylvia, Ramona, and Claire, thank you all so, so much for listening to Girl Tales. It makes me so happy to know that you enjoy our stories. Now on to our episode. This is Lia y la Lobita by Janelle Lawrence.
Lia, despierta. We're almost at the mountains.
Zaza, I was just getting to the good part of my dream.
Nothing is better than the adventure we're on.
I'm so excited! Where are we going again?
You don't remember?
I've been asleep for 5 hours and I have a tiny brain.
Oh, well then, maybe we should turn around.
No! I want to go camping! I do!
This isn't just any camping trip, Lia.
Yes, it's special! But why again?
Because... Do you see that? There's something out there.
Are you trying to trick me?
No, I'm serious. Look! Do you see that? It looks like a figure?
Maybe?
I think it's a woman. An elder.
Like abuela?
No. Yes. not your abuela, but yes, like someone's abuela. I can't just leave her there. Do you think, mi Lolaita, we can offer her a ride?
Yes, we must!
That's my Lolaita. Okay, stay in the car and keep the doors locked until I get back.
I kind of see it now. Sometimes I just wake up and then suddenly we're pulled over and I can't tell what that is. What if it's actually a wild animal? Or a murderer? Oh no! What if Zaza gets... Oh no! I can't say it! I'm only 7! I can't drive!
So, it's actually not as weird and scary as we thought.
Hello, little one. Thank you for sharing your vehicle with me.
So, you're not an animal murderer?
Right to the tough questions. I would not consider myself personally an animal murderer. What about you?
Me either.
Great. Well, now I feel safe to join you in the vessel.
Leah, Senora is going to join us for our trip over the mountain. We'll be dropping her off right before we get to our campsite.
Oh, yay!
Do you remember why it's so special now? That's okay. There's been a lot of excitement. We're going to my native land, Morelia.
Oh, yeah!
Are you familiar with the mountains?
My father was a truck driver over these mountains, but... I don't think we spend much time in the mountains. Are you familiar with the mountains?
The mountains are my home.
Well, that makes sense. Why we're dropping you off there.
I didn't think you could live in the mountains.
Have you heard of the Raramuri family?
No.
They sound familiar, maybe?
An odd family of outcast animals. The deer, the rattlesnake, the crow. All living in one place.
Huh. How can a deer and a rattlesnake live in the same place?
What is home to you, little one?
Home is where my brother and mama live.
My ex-wife.
And Zaza comes to visit sometimes, too. We also have a home at Zaza's.
Well, they called the cave their home.
Why did they all live in a cave?
Well, why do you live in 2 houses?
Well, we're separated.
So we get to have 2 of a lot of things.
Well, this family would gather from forests and skies across continents and oceans to listen to the most beautiful song. Come to your river, come by, be your light. Come to your freedom away in the night.
How would they be free inside a cave, though?
Lolita, cállate, déjala terminar.
No worries. La consulta es bienvenida. Freedom doesn't always look like open fields and unlimited candy. Some of us find freedom in being able to be ourselves.
Did everyone? Everything? Every animal? Why did they all feel free?
They all felt free because they all had very important roles in the cave, all for this beautiful reveal.
What reveal?
Well... Do you both want to know the story?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes!
Okay. Well, then I will start from the beginning. Once upon a time, there was a doe, no bigger than you, Leah. That doe would often wander, both physically and mentally, often very far away from its mama deer. And you should understand... The Oaxaca Mountains are no place to wander around without your mama dear.
I thought we were going over, like, more of me.
That's right, we are. Morelia. That's about 9 hours away from here.
Now imagine that journey on a tiny little doe. But they weren't alone. I have to tell you the turning point for the crow.
The crow?
Who had been the least likely to lead the flock, took a trip on faith. The crow believed that the air was telling them to go a different way. But because they were the least likely, they were the least believed.
What a beautiful day to be in a murder! The wind in my wings, the birds by my side, nothing could be better.
Oh, look who thinks they're flying on cloud nine!
We're barely breaking a beak sweat. This isn't even the good stuff.
Hello, crow friends. How are you flying today?
Not too shabby over here, just following the murder.
What's got you all jazzed today?
Well, I don't know. I've got the impulse to go a different way.
You think you've got the impulse?
You barely even have a pulse.
You know, you better just...
I don't know, you flies. Sometimes you just get that feeling that you've got to turn the murder a different way.
Well, then go. But don't expect us to start following your random impulse.
But
we're going to keep going this way. You going to go, or did you lose your pulse?
Well, I'm going to go. I hope that you...
Watch out for that tree!
Oh no! What's going to happen to the crow? And where did the deer go?
Great questions, Jove Aventurera.
It feels like we're driving on the mountain trail.
Just some dirt road vibes. Nothing to be worried about.
May I continue?
Yes!
Do you remember that doe I told you about?
The one who kept wandering?
That's correct. Well, that little doe was with its mama one day.
Come along, little doe. No wandering today.
But mama...
No buts. Today is a very important day. I can feel it. Go grab your pack and meet up with us.
You got it, mama. What's that? Okay, I definitely heard that. Oh no! A crow!
Come to your neighbor. Come be a friend. Come to your freedom. Stay on the land.
So the doe walks up to the crow, who had just fallen down from that tree.
Oh, yay! Oh, no! A crow!
Oh, whoa! That was a gnarly fall.
Are you okay there, crow?
Ah! Hello, little deer.
Doe.
Crow.
Nice to meet you, crow. Do you need any help?
Well, I'm a little lost down here.
My pack is just over... Was just over... We're just over... Maybe I'm a little lost, too. How'd you get here?
Well, I was just flying with my murder.
Are you an animal murderer?
No, not at all. A murder is what you call a group of crows.
Oh, you just call a group of deer a herd. Or a wrangle. Sometimes a mob.
Oh, that could be confusing.
So could the murder thing.
I get that now. So, my mobless friend, I was with my murder and, well, I just got this impulse to turn the other way.
Don't birds have, like, a flight plan or something?
Yeah, but we're all the pilots, usually. But this time, no one followed me. And then I immediately ran into this tree.
Ouch.
Yeah, and now I don't have the impulse anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's got you lost?
Well, I was walking with my mob. Well, really just my mom. And then I came back for my pack, which I thought was right here, and then I found you.
Sounds like we gotta get you back to your mama doe.
Yeah. Well, how are we going to do that?
Come to your river, come I be your light. Come to your freedom away in the night.
Well, why don't we just find the water? That usually is where mobs hang out, right?
Yeah, there's a river right by where we stay.
So the doe and crow move through the woods carefully as it's starting to get dark.
How did you know the water would be this way?
Well, you see, I felt like I keep hearing this.
Look, an elderly woman in the water.
We should go help her.
What makes you think I need help?
You can hear us?
I can hear everything in the forest.
Could you hear me fall?
Yes, and that poor tree.
Did you hear me get lost from my mom?
Neither of you are lost. You're right on path.
We are?
Well, you found me, didn't you?
What are you doing here?
Singing to my tokens. As they make their way to me, we become more and more united. Alive, even. You know what? You could help me collect tokens, and then I could help you get to where you need to be.
Okay!
And so the doe and the crow set out.
Wait, you said there was also a rattlesnake? I don't see how a rattlesnake can be at all useful to the doe and crow.
Bueno, solo espera. Sorpresas alrededor de cada roca.
Come to my river, come by, be your light. Come to your freedom away in the night.
So the doe and crow were looking for very important tokens in the forest. And it's starting to get late.
It's getting dark. I'm worried my mama will...
I don't know. I just trust this lady.
Yes, and it's getting dark.
I think we only need 3 more.
Did you hear that?
Sounded like a... snake!
Who disturbed my rock?
Crow!
No! No!
I'm keeping all my tokens under here. I'm trying to get back to my snake siblings.
I'm trying to get back to my mob!
Did you say tokens?
I did. I met an elder near the water and she...
told you to collect tokens and she'd help you?
Yes. How did you know?
That's because we're doing the same thing.
Well, do you trust her?
Crow said they were drawn to her, so...
how many more tokens do you need?
Not including the one that's yours we just found.
2.
What if we all work together?
We'd maybe finish before it got dark.
And the 3 of them worked and searched and helped each other so that they could arrive at the top of the mountain to meet the elder.
Hello?
Elder!
We found all the tokens!
Wonderful.
So now, we're wondering...
how do you get us back to where we belong?
I've really been missing my siblings.
And sometimes I hear a wolf in the woods.
cats at night.
Even snakes are afraid of La Lobita.
Not all wolves are dangerous. Some wolves are the caretakers of the forest.
Oh, we could use some caretaking. I miss my mommy.
Now you get to learn the secret of these tokens.
Bones!
These are my parts, and now that we've collected them, I can be made whole.
Parts of my spirit, parts from my home, wonders have gathered, no longer alone. Come to my river, come by bay or lie, come feel the freedom away in the night.
And just like that, the elder transformed into
La Lobita!
And now, with my wolf-like speed, I can return you all to your places throughout the forest.
You've been the wolf in the woods the whole time?
And the elder?
And I was always being honest. I will return you back to where you belong. And now you know, if you ever get lost, just help out a friend with a task or two, and in return, they'll help you.
Come to my river, come by bay or light, come to your freedom away in the night.
So just like that, the wolf elder put the rattlesnake Doe and Crow all on her back and raced down the horizon, dropping them off. The mama deer said,
"Thank you so much for making sure my Doe got home safely, wolf."
And the murder said,
"Thanks for bringing our friend back."
"Yeah, the murder wasn't the same without you."
And finally, the snake's 67 siblings said,
"Thanks!"
And at each stop, the elder dropped off a token or two, just in case they ever needed a head start.
What an incredible story!
Why were they called the Rarámuri family?
The Rarámuri are the indigenous people to these forests. They believed families came in different shapes and species. But no matter what, they helped each other out.
Like us!
Like us, Lolita. Seems like this is my stop.
Are you sure we can't take you anywhere?
This is exactly where I'm meant to be.
Wait! You forgot your bag!
Are those bones?
Thank you. You both be safe on your camping trip. And remember, friends come in the oddest of places.
That was Leah y La Lobita by Janelle Lawrence, starring Nicolette Kong, Melissa Ulloa, and Caroline Castro. Produced by Tessa Flannery and executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham. Girl Tales is a Cordelia Studios production. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love this story, share it with a friend. Grownups, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Oh, and remember, I believe in you.
be strong in the night. You gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember.